Believers support churches in the midst of the hurricane crisis in the United States. Children who lost siblings and parents in a terror siege in Beslan receive blessings. And Christians watch Russia's adoption bills with an eye to ministry. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Topping today's news, the hurricane devastation across the Gulf states is still being reckoned with as thousands are feared dead and a million could become homeless. Paul Montague with the Baptist World Alliance says relief teams are working to meet the needs there.
I think that this tragedy does give Christians in North America a tremendous opportunity to share the love of Jesus Christ with people in very tangible and very practical ways by providing clean water, by providing food, by providing shelter. That's what I think Christ would want us to do.
Montague says they're raising funds to help support the work.
Long term, you know, starts now and continues for a long time. And it will be a long time. And, of course, it's churches and faith communities who've been in that situation. Many of them have experienced hurricanes in the past, but obviously nothing like this. And it's those faith communities people will be looking to help them.
Pray for those ministering in the midst of this crisis. Next, in response to the widespread destruction of the hurricane, World Vision has reopened their American Families Assistance Fund, which was originally established after 9/11. World Vision is sending shipments of emergency supplies to help with the immediate and the ongoing needs of the hurricane victims. By working with churches outside the flood zones, World Vision is providing lasting hope and help to the displaced families. Go to our website to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Children in Beslan, Russia are receiving a blessing from Christians in the U.S. MNN's Greg Yoder's there.
360 people died 1 year ago in Beslan, the scene of a horrible terrorist attack. As the community recovers, Russian Ministries is passing out backpacks of blessing filled with school supplies and Bible stories. Russian Ministries' Sergei Rahuba.
We're planting the seeds, you know, that will grow in a tree of God's blessing, you know, salvation in their lives. So these kids, you know, they will remember that backpack, that little book there, even if they don't know how to read yet, they will like their parents, you know, to read it to them.
Which is effectively reaching adults too. Michelle Kahn was moved to tears as she helped.
I just remember a year ago watching all that and thinking, oh my gosh, if that were my kid in that school, what would I do? How would I get through? And so to see these kids, just humbling to be part of it.
A gift of $25 purchases a backpack for delivery. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Beslan, Russia.
Meanwhile, Bethany Christian Services is warning that adoptions from Russia will continue to become more and more challenging for adoptive parents. Many regions are asking for recommendation letters from a mental health professional. The Duma now has proposals regarding a ban on independent adoptions. In the meantime, Bethany continues to be the hands and feet of Christ to the children, but pray that this avenue of ministry stays open. And an InterServe partner says the concept of community health evangelism is efficient for ministry in countries that are closed to the traditional missionary. Because of the nature of the work she's doing in Central Asia, we'll just call our source Susan.
The hope of Christ speaks very clearly to whomever we can present it to because it's Christ. What I do is teach community health workers in their village. Often the women that we're working with are not allowed to leave their village area to come to a central area for teaching. So we go into the village, teaching women and improving their health care and empowering them.
Susan says believers are effective in this ministry so long as the people can see the level of commitment.
The unique contribution that Christians can give, people who really love Jesus and are committed to following him, is being there and being willing to stay and being willing to share their lives with people. I guess that would be the biggest challenge, is people willing to come and to stay, not come in for a short period of time and leave quickly.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The DVD Beyond the Gates of Splendor, a gift from International Aid, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It tells the true story of the five American missionaries killed in Ecuador in 1956. That's Beyond the Gates of Splendor at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.